HDX. Over.
6CLX. I hope you made a sale.
I got to order a kerosene heater. No, I got to order one for a customer and have it drop ship.
It's open flame ones, or is it one of those kind of the jet, whatever they call it, the ones with the fans in them?
Yeah, the forced air heaters.
Worth some bucks then.
Pretty good size one, so I'm just gonna go ahead and have it drop shipped there. That way I ain't gotta deal with it.
Cart that out to the truck and carry it around for 2 days.
Really? I prefer not to.
You can make it into a coffee table in the truck, I guess.
About doing stuff like that is it doesn't let the other customers know that you can do that. You know, these guys, some of them just don't realize what we have access to.
Or at least keep the box. Make the box into something.
You learn little ways to get that information out there, but you know, just talking about it with other guys and different things, and it makes the rounds usually. So it's just, like I said, they just don't get to see it firsthand if you don't put one on the truck. And sometimes I've done that, just haven't this year.
No, you did something good there. To the fortress here, so I guess I should go in. But man, I don't know. Today, my motivation is just a little reduced.
After dealing with a customer like that, it does take it out of you.
It does. But I'll go in there and do some stuff. I'll talk to you about it later. I think I've got some stuff in my email that will cure some of these problems. Well, Patrick, you have a good day. I'm going to go start mine and see what awaits. N6CLX, I'll be clearing your file.
You have a good day, and go sell millions.
Hello, Patrick, N4, is that okay?
You missed Connor calling you and Seth.
And I talked for probably 30 minutes this morning on his way to work.
Come in about 15 minutes ago.
In and out of the vehicle, so I never heard him. I'm sorry I missed him. How are you doing today?
I'm enjoying the cold, clear morning.
There, see if Connor was still out there. What was that about a heater? I was in a bad area and I heard Mike say something about you getting a kerosene heater. Is that something for you or a customer?
Having one drop shipped.
I was thinking maybe your heater quit in your truck again.
It does. I may take the diesel heater out and do away with the propane altogether.
Realize that was an option. Oh, I mean, I guess it would have to be. I'm sure that's out there. I just don't know anything about it.
They're actually pretty neat, and you can get really cheap ones or really nice ones. So it's becoming an option lately. It's not something that's been out a long time.
Fit in the same place. You couldn't use the same system you got there with a conversion kit, could you?
Take that system out and put it pretty much in the same hole. You have to do a little fabrication, but not too much.
The fuel tank?
That's what I would try to do it as. Most of them are done as their own fuel tank, but I would just go ahead and plumb it into the fuel tank I have on the truck.
But I don't know. I would imagine it'd be pretty efficient.
But I have not been around one that much. I've been around them, but not to where I could speak on how efficient they are.
Your generator runs off your fuel tank as well, right? There wouldn't be a way of, if there was room for a tank, like where that propane tank was, tying those together, having an extra little diesel spare tank back there.
It's just a lot of plumbing and wiring. I've actually considered putting another 100-gallon tank on here. behind the skirting. So I've got room to do it, but I just haven't done it yet.
Did you ever figure out exactly, I know you said it was your computer and your business program, but is it because of the new computer, do you think?
Computer for what? Getting close to a year, probably at least 8 to 10 months. So I wouldn't, you know, it could be something that just went haywire in it. Like today, it's not bothering it, not having a problem today.
Being infiltrated by some spyware at the time. I don't know. I'm just teasing. Well, that's good. It's not bothering it today.
So I don't know. It's hard to pin it down when it's intermittent like that. That's as close as I've got is being able to talk between those two programs. But I did take a video of it doing it, so I don't know what else to do with it. But Shane, I have arrived at my next stop, so I'm going to try to keep moving today. I got a lot to do. But good to hear you, and I'll give you a shout throughout the day. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. Stay safe out there.
Okay. I was going to clear with you anyway. I'm having a little trouble copying where I am. 73, we'll talk to you later. 10-4ZLK.